you know Drew Curtis very well.
Friend
of the show. I've been a fan of Fark since we used to have him on weekly on the old Screensavers. And he's pretty upset. There's a couple of things going on. He's pretty upset because Google has blocked him from having ads. Now it turns out he's not alone in this. What's going on, Mike?
So Drew Curtis, of course, with Fark. Basically, there was a story from years and years ago that contained a photograph, which after a little bit of digging, they found was a photograph of a fully clothed adult.
I'll show you the picture. I think it's in the Fark story,
totally
if I can find it.
Acceptable picture. Yeah. It was flagged as child pornography, and so they simply stopped payment for his advertising for weeks. During a bad year for Fark, and they really need it in the end of the year, and they just turned off the tap. And it took Fark a long time to even get through to Google on this whole question. And when they finally got through and were communicating with Google, Google said, well, you had the Pedo Bear logo also present, and therefore we considered it child pornography. Pedo Bear is some kind of teddy bear that is, I guess, trolls or whatever use to associate with child pornography. Anyway, there was no child pornography. They did nothing wrong, but
adult actress in the photo. It was not, you know.
Yeah, but they essentially accused Fark of committing a horrendous felony and cut off all the money, and Google was completely wrong, and it took forever for them to, and Drew Curtis goes on this, given that that's their business, fundamentally, and I agree with Drew Curtis on this, fundamentally, any business should take care of their customers. Google's customers are the advertisers.
Tell that to Silicon Valley.
They're off canceling drone programs and building self-driving cars and all this stuff. Meanwhile, their customers are sitting there being burned and accused of felonies.
Well, we've heard this story again and again in various
guises. So here's
the
problem I have with this.
It's automated.
I think these people are incredibly foolish for running such a stupid business. Mm-hmm. Right? If you think... So what they've effectively done is outsourced their advertising to Google. Mm-hmm. And so they're completely dependent on Google as their only revenue source. That is the dumbest thing you can do to your business.
And in hindsight, they have no human contact with their sole source of revenue.
No one to talk to.
That is a huge problem.
So my problem here is you outsourced
a critical part of your business. A lot of companies, a lot of sites do this.
But none of them are actually thinking about
Macedonian teenagers.
Clearly, he has accepted that risk. Now, there are certain parts of your business that it is wise to outsource, right? And they are things like cleaning toilets and emptying rubbish bins and window washing the windows, because they do not impact. But if you give away a key part of your business that is literally where the money comes from to another company, you have put yourself at risk to the platform.
That's a good point.
This goes over and on and on. Now, when we built the business that we run, or that I run at Packet Pushers, we deliberately do not run on Google Ads because I would not want to have my business at someone else's beck and call.
But this happens all the time. Look at the newspapers that use Facebook as a publishing platform. It's not unusual.
Yep. And they're still not smart enough to work out that they need to own the relationship with their clients, right? Yeah. Their customers are the people who read it, but your clients, and what they're saying is, yeah, we'll let Google or Facebook go and find clients and bring us money because we can sack our advertising people or the, if you give away your revenue.
Don't put your monetization in the hand of a bot.
But anybody else, right?
Yeah. At least it's Google. You look at someone like Time, they just signed a 3-year deal for $100 million with Outbrain and I think, these guys?
Yeah, Outbrain and Taboola.
Taboola.
Wow.
This is how Time Magazine's monetizing?
Yeah, around the web stories that you see at the bottom of every web article.
You might also be interested in belly fat.
Once you see them everywhere. They take you to these, they seem editorial, they take you to these quasi-editorial click farms, and then they try and sell you something. And this is how a lot of really highbrow journalistic sites are maintaining their websites.
Yep. You know what bugs me? Google AMP... which is the idea of Google AMP was to speed up loading on mobile platforms by eliminating disgusting ad tech, elaborate JavaScript, punch the monkey things to pre-cache content so it loads instantly and it works really well. And Google's made a deal with Outbrain and Taboola so that content will load very fast too. And unfortunately, it looks like it's native advertising. It looks like content. and it's just going to fool more people, and it's just so crapped up.
The New York Times is one of the only sites that does this right, in that they have an in-house creative team that creates their own
native content.
Native content.
And that's the way to run. So here's my problem is, we've seen this so many times. These people literally outsource their revenue to somebody else. And then they get into a mindset of, it's because I write content on the internet, it's my privilege to make money. I don't have to think about how my money...
Right? You know, Greg...
Dumbass business models with dumbass people, and
Drew,
you get a dumbass
outcome.
I'm
sorry, but you're a dumbass.
Well, that doesn't mean that...
Sounds better when you say dumbass. Yeah. Yes.
Greg says it... He
Much
calls
better.
It like it is, but it sounds kind of high.
But we still need to blame Google. I mean, Google, it doesn't make Google...
Well, that's... Drew's point of view is, well, this is Google's business... Why are they screwing me and not just me?
Like, why is he using Google instead of some other ad tech company? As soon as his revenue stopped coming, why didn't he just switch ad tech providers?
No idea. I don't know anything about
why
his business.
Why blame Google
or how many employees
for
he
his
has
own
or how
stupidity.
They work or what their model is. I don't know anything about his business. But I do know that Google is makes a fortune from not employing human beings to provide tech support to their customers. Yep. And I don't like the sound of that.
We all
then don't
say
use
how
Google.
Disruptive.
Right? Don't
kick
Google.
That's legit.
There's over 250.
Thank God there's Yahoo.
Yeah, but Yahoo uses
a company you can count on back.
But there's 250
Yahoo.
Ad tech companies in the back end,
yeah,
like those disgusting names that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Who should have been able to instantly go and say, no money coming from Google, no, go to another company, put their ads on my site. If that's where his revenue coming from, right? And what he should be doing right now is he should be out there working on a business strategy to start selling advertising on himself and doing direct deals with companies to put ads on his site so that he owns his business and stop whining about, Google didn't give me all the money that I am.
And those pedophiles need to stop whining about, they shouldn't have gone to Best Buy.
I just think there's also a point that's much larger here, which is we talk about how disruptive and amazing technology is until you have a customer service complaint.
Yep.
And then you have zero recourse except to go sound like a whiny bitch on Twitter.
Yep.
And
that
just
was the funniest thing from the internship, the comedy about Google, where they got put on Gmail tech support. And I saw that in Silicon Valley. Everybody burst out laughing.
Because there's no phone number to call
Gmail when your Gmail support. Doesn't work.
That's so funny.
Why do we all rely on Gmail? Same problem.
My email's
down. Who are you going to call?
Exactly. And, you know, that's why most companies are choosing Office 365. So enterprise IT, they don't use Google for that exact reason.
Yeah.
Which is why Google, of course, has an enterprise people who would actually. But anyway,
I really think that the
mistake that people make is just because I managed to write something and publish it on the internet, I have a right to make money. You do not. Right, you have to write content that people actually want to read, and if you want to monetize it, you have to understand what making money is all about, and that means a sales force and selling it and managing sales.
Well, at the very least, diversification of income streams. At the very least,
if that's a 15-year-old business model in 2001, you could publish something and money would come teeming out of the sky. This is 2017. Media companies of any sort need to grow up.
So Drew farked himself, is what you're saying?
I don't know Drew, and I don't know what fark does, but I know how the business model works.
I apologize, Drew, but he's right.
We're still love you, Drew.